Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the impact of pharmacy closures. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Several pharmacies have closed down in Ohio this year. The latest came in the Dayton area, with Walgreens and Rite Aid closing locations in the past few months, with four more scheduled to close across Ohio this June. This comes amidst hundreds of drugstore closures around the country in the past year. Ngozi Cole with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO reports.
When a West Dayton Walgreens closed on April 1st, patients like Chanel Maston were worried about where they'd get their medications.
It's just sad they're just closing everything down over here. It's really ridiculous.
The nearest Walgreens location is 15 minutes away by car and about an hour's walk. A CVS pharmacy is close by, but it doesn't take all customers' insurance. Antonio Chacha, a health access researcher, says these decisions severely affect communities.
It's not just losing a physical location and the hassle of access, which for some people, it's not just the hassle. Those who have transportation challenges, it could literally mean that they're not getting their medicines.
So far this year, Rite Aid has closed 9 locations across Ohio. They and Walgreens say the locations weren't profitable enough to keep them open. David Burke from the Ohio Pharmacy Association blames high charges from companies that determine pharmacy reimbursements. These companies are called Pharmacy Benefit Managers, or PBMs.
And it's supposedly all in the name of lower costs. But ever since this has gone on, drug prices have skyrocketed. Insurance costs for the pharmacy benefit have gone up. So having a middleman has only increased the cost.
But PBMs say they are not to blame. Sean Stevenson from the lobbying group Pharmaceutical Care Management Association says drug pricing is set by manufacturers.
We only represent 6 cents of the total drug spend. We are the only entity that works to reduce costs at the end of the day on behalf of the patient.
Regardless of where the high prices come from, locals are feeling the impact. Zick's Pharmacy is an independent drugstore in the West Dayton area. The owner, Nodum Iheme, agrees that big chains and independent pharmacies like his struggle with poor reimbursement.
Both the Walgreens, the CVS, if they're buying a medication, it may be $1,000, and the insurance are reimbursing them $700. There's no way they can stay in business. Just like us, but because our overhead is a little smaller, but we go through the difficulties that they go through.
Iheme says he's dedicated to staying open, but he's also feeling the pinch.
Because I want to be able to pay my people good money. I really want them to feel good about the job they do for the community and compensate them right. But sometimes because of the limitation of the reimbursement, and the cost of medication that we buy them becomes an obstacle.
As some pharmacies grapple to stay in business and others close entirely, patients like Chanel Maston and fellow Westsider Sandra Black will have to go farther to get their prescriptions.
If I have to go to the doctor and anything, we would come here, it's closer. We're surprised because there's nothing over here anyway. So now there really isn't nothing. It's a shame.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ngozi Cole.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.